There were several altercations in the impeachment inquiry before the Section 194 Committee in Parliament on Monday. Advocate Dalimpofu is representing suspended public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane as she fights for her suspension to be lifted. A former COO in the public protector's office, Basani Baloyi, testified on Monday. Mpofu said she is the worst witness to appear before the committee. Baloyi did not answer some questions directly and made statements that seemed to be at odds with what was in her affidavit. She argued with Mpofu about this, and Mpofu said the witness was feeding the committee with lies.
Which is it? Is the truth that you did not encourage the chief investigator to extend the scope of the investigation, as you said earlier, or is the truth what is in your statement? Which one is the truth, which one is the lie? Because those two cannot
I'm not going to respond to that question. You've already labeled me a liar. Why would we seek more lies about the same matter from the same person? I'm not going to respond to that.
Which one is the truth, ma'am, between you encouraging the chief investigator to extend as stated in paragraph 60 under oath, or you saying to the committee earlier a few minutes ago under oath as well that you would not do such a thing? Which one is the truth?
That is an affidavit of which I know. What is in paragraph 59 and 60, it's what it is.
Is it the truth?
I'm not going to respond to that. All I'm saying to you is that if somebody deposed an affidavit, it's what it is. It's paragraph 59 and 60, that's the truth that is there. Whatever that you interpret and whatever that you label me, I cannot actually do anything to that.
Mpofu asked if Baloyi knew what perjury is and read her the oath in her affidavit affirming that it was the truth.
Did you, as you said in your statement, encourage the chief investigator to extend the matter to include the NDZ campaign, or did you, as you said a few minutes before, not do such a thing? Which one is the truth?
Don't put words into my mouth. I said that this matter on this particular issue is very clear on 59 and 60, and to that effect, I even reduced my views and those of the team in writing and signed it off, so there is a record. Sure. So whether you want to talk about NDZ or you want to talk about other political parties, my paragraph 59 and 60 is very clear.
Okay. If 59 and 60 are true, then what is false is what you said earlier.
It's up to the committee to assess that, not up to you. I'll hear it from the committee. Thank you.
MPs also had their chance to pose questions to the witness. The DA's Kelvin Mailam displayed a tweet apparently from Mkhwebane's late advisor Sibusiso Nyembe. Mpofu was not convinced this was Nyembe's tweet and told the committee it would be abusive to discuss the tweet.
This tweet has been provided to both the public protector and the evidence leaders. Could you put it on the screen, please?
Chairperson?
Yes. Mpofu.
So I just think that for you to allow this chairperson, you are being insensitive both not just to Mr. Nyembe but to his family members. This is not the impeachment of Mr. Nyembe, and there's nothing in the motion that mentions him.
Chairperson, my question.
Thank you, Advocate Mpofu. I will watch the space. Honorable Mylan.
Chairperson, my question goes to the role of Mr. Nyembe and the impartiality of the public protector, which is a constitutional obligation of that office. His Twitter handle is @SoDonkey.
Chairperson, I've made an objection.
Chairperson.
Mpofu lost his cool with Mailam and told him to shut up, adding the inquiry was not a shipping.
Can we pretend to that this process is being managed with this dignity and sensitivity that...
That's quite rich coming from you, Advocate Mpofu.
I did not ask you to do that.
Listen, yeah, Mylam, don't do that. Don't do it.
I did not ask you to do that.
Chairperson, I'm not going to take this from Advocate Mpofu.
He's been
badgering weeks now. He has been disrespecting you. He's been disrespecting members of this committee.
Do not do that.
He continues to speak over people when other people are talking.
Listen, Mr. Mylam.
Honorable Mylam,
please
switch off. Please just pause the Advocate Mpofu.
No, Chairperson, no. I'm not going to be abused by these people.
I've asked Honorable Mylanders on the platform to switch off his mic, and I'm asking you to stop.
Yeah, I'm stopping to talk, but I'm telling you, I'm not going to be abused by these people.
I'm asking you to stop, Advocate Mpofu.
I'm not going to be abused by them. This is another era now. This is not the same.
Advocate Mpofu, I'm asking you to stop talking.
No, man.
The impeachment process continues in Parliament. For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Bulelani Nonyungela.